Like, what was it like when you got the phone call?
It was a sigh of relief. I've just been waiting, been working hard, just staying at it, staying focused, just glad it's an opportunity in a city that I played college ball in and with a great team and a great organization.
Peyton said that you worked out like a week and a half ago. I mean, just what was it like, you know, finishing the workout, not having it happen right away, and then, like you said, the sigh of relief?
Oh, when I did a workout earlier last week, it was great for the call. I felt like I did great in the workout. Not getting the call or not getting signed right away, it was a bummer, but I knew I did well enough where if they needed me, they would call. And I just kept my head up, kept working out, worked out the next day and the next day, and just waited by the phone.
Maybe you want to join a team midstream like this. What are you hoping to show?
I'm just going to go out here and play my game, control what I can control, show my talents that I can play inside, outside, show that I know the offense, and just have a positive play every time the ball come my way, every time I'm blocking, every time I'm doing anything, have something positive come out to play.
Where were you when the phone call came in, and what was your reaction that they wanted you to sign?
I was at Buffalo Wild Wings. So they called me, and they was like, we need you to come up here now and sign. So I stopped eating, paid my bill, and left.
Who was your first phone call to?
My parents. Yeah, my parents, mom and dad. They've been by me, so I had to let them know.
How about Craig Johnson? Did you talk to him a lot?
Yes, me and him been back and forth, even when he was in Chicago, when I was in Philly. He was wishing me luck, telling me to keep working. And then when he knew I'd been working, so somebody put my name in and allowed me to come do this tryout.
What's it like to be back with him again?
It's familiar. You know, it felt like, even though it's my first day, it felt like I've been here the whole training camp, because looking at the script, knowing the offense, knowing the formations, knowing these things without even going to meetings yet, it's a sigh of relief. I'm not out here like a chicken with my head cut off. I'm actually functional.
Going to high school in Terry, did you grow up a big Saints fan? Or?
I grew up liking them. They were my favorite team, but I grew up liking them. I grew up trying to come to the game. I grew up just not liking football in general. So it was the closest team, and I kept up with them, yes.
So this is essentially the offense he had. You guys running the two-lane terminology and all?
Terminology, most of the terminology and all, and how to read it, the route concepts, everything. The only thing that's different as the splits and everything because of the field.
Were you eating boneless or regular?
I was eating traditional.
Well, what city were you in?
Here.
Are you here?
Yeah, I was here.
How long were you with the Eagles?
I was with them from February to the end of training camp last year.
And, I mean, how much do you think you might be an unknown just because, you know, the time you had ACL?
You know, I just work because I feel like I've been an underdog all my life, coming out of high school, going into college, coming out of college. I just feel like I can play on this level, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what. It matters what the coaches and the organization think, but anybody else outside of there, it doesn't matter as long as I go out and play and do my thing.
You had that nice one-handed grab in one-on-ones. Was it important for you to come out here today and make a big play like that?
Man, I just wanted to, any time the ball coming to me, I want to make a way to come down with the ball. Just knocking the rust off, you know, even though I'm working out by myself, working out, it's not the same without putting on the pads, putting on the helmets, having a defender be physical with you. So just knocking off that rust first day, coming out here, being put on the pads straight, not no shorts and shoulder pads, just straight going at it. It felt good, and I felt like I showed a good impression with the reps that I was given.
Do you look at the depth chart and maybe look at guys you have to beat to make the rust, or are you just coming out here and do you?
Like my receiver coach in college told me, this is like a golf game. It doesn't matter what everybody else does. As long as you handle your business, do what you got to do, keep improving your game, then you'll stand out where you need to stand out. So, like, I encourage my teammates. I want them to make every play just like I want to make every play, because at the end of the day, if I continue to work hard and focus on my game, it's gonna work out.
What is your relationship with CJ Mead in terms of you being here? I know it's not the only factor, but do you see it as kind of a factor of him understanding you maybe better than other people do?
I just feel like it's a blessing, and I feel like it's a blessing to be here in the same city. I feel like anywhere I went, it'll be fine because I'm coachable. I listen and I can catch on very quickly. So I just feel like it's a blessing to know and be familiar with your coach already. But if I went anywhere else, I feel like I could fit in also.
Did you stay in touch with him at all after he left Tulane and you left Tulane?
Yes. Even when I left and he was still at Tulane, I'd go back because I was out for a year with my ACL, so I didn't play. So I'd go back to Tulane, support him. His wife Angel, speak to her all the time. Even when he was in Chicago, even when I was in Philly, I used to shoot him a text here and there. So it was like I kept in touch with him here and there, and it's worked out.
Did you go to the open practice at Tulane a couple days ago?
I didn't go to that one, but I came out here one day because I was doing something at St. Martin's, helping our old coach was the head coach, and I said, let me just stop over here and watch. So I came and watched, and then they was at Tulane, and I got a call like a week later.
Was it like watching from the stands and then being on the field?
And it's hard watching from the stands because when you feel like you deserve to be out there playing, you just learn. You try to learn. Even me, when I watch football and I'm not playing, I try to learn something from somebody. I'm always trying to be a sponge and soak up something, see something someone else does, improve my game, see something somebody does wrong so I won't do it. So I just look at it like that.
Where did the draft sort of come from? Weren't highly recruited coming out of high school. Where did your drive come from?
My drive it's come from growing up with my parents, seeing them work hard all the time, being an older brother, trying to set an example for my younger brother and my younger sister. I always wanted to be the best. Anything I touched in school, chores, whatever, I just want, if I was sweeping floor, I want mine to be the cleanest. So it's internal. I just know I could do it. I knew my talent was there, and I just kept going because it got hard, it got rough, it got frustrating. But, you know, sometimes some people give up, some people just keep working.
Yeah.